Back in March, a young couple showed up in our worship service, and they sat back about where Pastor Gabriel is now, and they came in a little bit late because they thought our service was a little bit later, and afterwards they said, Pastor, can we talk to you? Now, you got to understand, when somebody shows up, I don't know them, on a Sunday morning, and they ask me that question, it's usually one of two things. They either want to get married, and they want me to do the ceremony, and wave magic dust over them so their marriage is perfect, or they want money. So in my cynical attitude, I thought, I didn't say it out loud, but I thought, oh, no, I don't have time for this. So I said, sure, in my pastoral, holy way of thinking. So I sat down with them and I said, sure, what can I talk to you about? And they began to explain to me that they pastor a church of people who have come here from the country of Nepal. That they were meeting in a home. They'd grown to about 25 people and they were needing some place to worship. And they said, we've contacted other churches in the area and nobody even replies to us. And so, and then Kabita, Gabriel's wife, said, we looked at your website, and as we were looking over your website, we just felt like the Holy Spirit said for us to come here and ask. So I talked to them, and I said, well, tell me what you believe. They said, well, we've been through your website, and we checked to make sure you believe everything that you're supposed to believe. So I thought we were on pretty good ground there. So checked with them, and everything was in place. I said, well, And then they looked at me and they said, and we'll pay you. I said, well, when would you like to start using it? And I wish you could have seen the look on their faces, because their eyes got real big, like, did we hear that right? Because we've asked a lot of different places and they haven't even replied to us, and now you're saying yes? I said, yeah. When would you like to start? Well, we'd like to. I said, how about today? Because they said, we want to do our service at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. I said, well, how about today? They said, really? We could do that? I said, well, let me tell you. We met in the school for 15 years. And we prayed, God, whenever you give us a facility, we want you to use that facility for your purposes, for anybody that you, we want to be a resource for the whole family of God, wherever they come from, whatever they do. And so I said, yeah, well, how much is it going to cost? I said, nothing or whatever you want to pay. Because this is God's facility, it's not ours. We just want to help you. And so they started meeting here on that Sunday afternoon. And then on Saturdays, is it the youth group that comes in on Saturdays? So the youth group comes in from 11 to 12:30 or so on Saturday, and they use our facility. And it's a privilege for us to have them here because it's about unity of the church. It's about the family of God. And then Pastor Gabriel asked me if I would be willing to come and speak at one of their services. And I said, well, I don't know the language. He said, never mind. We'll take care of that. We'll make you sound really good. He didn't really say that. And then I got to thinking afterwards, I kind of feel a little bit ashamed because I got to thinking, well, if God has brought them here, then we ought to be an encouragement to them. There ought to be a partnership rather than just them using our facility. So I thought, okay, well, we set it up next Sunday afternoon. I'm going to preach for them. So I thought it would be good for us as a congregation to come and worship with them next Sunday, if that's okay with you. You know, everybody in the congregation to come. We won't know their language or their songs, but Gabriel said he'll interpret for me and make me sound good, right? He'll make me sound good. And we, just to be an encouragement and to make a connection. So, but in order to do that, I thought it would be good for them to come and tell us a little bit about their story. Because as we learn, it's so easy for us. We grew up here. In the United States, we're privileged, and it's so easy for us to not realize that we have a lot, and there are Christians around the world that don't. And so I asked him to come and tell his story. But before they come, the reason it's important is because the Bible says it's important. In Galatians chapter 6, it says in verse 9 and 10, it says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Don't give up. Persevere. "So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." They're of the household of faith. This is our opportunity to do good and to help them. But it's also their opportunity to help us understand a whole different facet of what it means to be a Christian in our world. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, a passage of scripture that in our very independent, individualistic society, we kind of overlook. It says, "For in 1 Corinthians 12, beginning with verse 12, says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit." And then in verse 26, it says, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." And so if the people in the DePauli church are hurting, we hurt. If the people in the DePauli church are rejoicing, then we can rejoice, because we truly are. Whether we realize it or not, those connections that God provides for us are important. So you're all invited next Sunday afternoon. Now, don't pull this religious thing on me and say, "Well, if I come on Sunday afternoon, do I have to come on Sunday morning?" Yes and yes. You have to come here. And then Sunday afternoon, I encourage you to come and be a part of that service as well. So I asked Pastor Gabriel to come and tell a little bit. He asked if he could bring his father, who is also a pastor, Pastor Saul, to come and tell us a bit about their story. So, gentlemen, if you would come up. And I've just got some questions for you, and you guys feel free to share anything beyond the questions that you might have. Okay? So, first of all, tell us where you're from originally and what it was like. And Pastor Gabriel, you told me a little bit about your dad's grandfather? Yeah. So if you could maybe have him just share a little bit about that story. So you're originally from?
Bhutan. Yeah.
So will I say, Masi?
Good morning to you all.
We
want to give thanks to God
and
to the pastor and you all. You all. We have been searching church. And thank you so much. You provide us facility to use. Actually, I was born in Nepal. I lived there till 12. And my brother, they live in Bhutan, so I went to Bhutan. When I reached there in 13 years, I received Jesus. That time, we received like Jesus. And we received Jesus there are the seven family we received together. And my father, my grandpa, he was witch doctor. And he used to do that work since childhood, and it was 70 years old. He has been doing that work. And I have a gastric ulcer, and I have a ringworm all around my body. A witch doctor and the doctor from the hospital, They never helped me.
अनि एकजना दाजु आउनुभयो प्रभुको बारेमा सुनाउनु भयो
एन्ड विज डक्टर से द्याट आई विल नट लिभ बिकज अफ माई ग्यास्ट्रिक अल्सर एन्ड द्याट टाइम वान आई वाज सिक वान म्यान केम
अनि उहाँले सुनाएपछि अनि प्रार्थना गरिदिनु भयो अनि प्रार्थना गरेर चाहिँ सबै जाति भयो
एन्ड हि सेड टु मी इफ यु रिसिभ जिजस जिजस विल हेल यु एन्ड द्याट टाइम हि वाज स्केयर्ड टु बिकज my grandpa was like his doctor and it is very hard to praise about Jesus in that family
ani tyo bela mero sharir pani prabhu le changa dinu bhayo ani atmik rog pani hamro mero pap haru baje bajur le gareko pap haru ani bua dhami hununcha tyo sabai kura haru chai prabhu le chhama dinu bhayo
and he prayed for me and within like a week I was completely healed because of that, my father, who was his doctor, and other, my brother, they are too, and they received Jesus with me.
Wow. Can I ask? Yeah, that's good. Amen. So he was, you were 13 years old?
Yeah.
And you were dying?
Yeah. Tapailai doctor le maya mari
chha. Oh, yes, maya mari bhayo. Yo kare bachdaina bhanera.
Yeah, they said that we will not live.
Ani prabhu lai chinepachi naya jivan payo.
And when I received Jesus, I got new life.
अनि मेरो बुवाले पनि विश्वास गर्नुभयो.
And because my father saw that, he received Jesus too.
Wow.
अनि हामी त्यस्तो प्रकारले सेवा गर्दै गयौं.
And this way we received Jesus.
अनि भुटानमा 22 वर्ष सँगै गयौं.
We lived in Bhutan like 20 years.
अनि भुटानमा विश्वासीहरूलाई चर्च घरबाट निकालिदिन्थ्यो घरबाट अनि के अरे पुलिसहरूलाई लगेर जेलमा लाउँथ्यो
बट इन भुटान द गभर्मेन्ट युज टु पर्सिक्युट द क्रिस्चियन फ्यामिली
अनि हाम्रो दाजुहरू 2 वर्ष जेलमा पनि बस्नुभयो
एन्ड इभन दे पुअर द क्रिस्चियन पिपल टु द जेल थियो एन्ड माई ब्रदर दे वेन्ट टु
जेलमा
दे पुअर माई ब्रदर टु द जेल फर 2 इयर्स
उहाँहरूलाई खाना दिँदा पनि यहीँ दिन्थ्यो अनि सुत्न पनि दिशा पनि त्यहीँ गर्नुपर्थ्यो
एन्ड इट वाज बेरिड डर्टी जेल बिकज दे हेभ टु डु एभ्रिथिङ इन वान स्मल रुम लाइक पुपी एभ्रिथिङ यो आई मिन यु अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड इज भेरी नेस्टी
अनि कुट्थ्यो अनि यीशुलाई छोड भनेर उहाँहरूलाई दिनु कुट्थ्यो
एन्ड दे युज टु बिट एभ्री सिङ्गल डे एन्ड दे से द्याट यु हेभ टु लिभ जिजस अर यु हेभ टु लिभ कन्ट्री
उहाँले छोड्नु भएन
they leave country they choose Jesus
ani pachi 1951 ma chai aba bhutan lai bhutan bar chhod diyo ki bishwas har lai pani ki isu lai chhod ki chai bhutan chhod bhane
and they declared that if you have to leave here you have to leave Jesus otherwise you have to leave the country so they kicked out all the Christian from bhutan
ani tya bata pray nepali haru eta bhutan nepal gayo
and many Nepali people they came out from Bhutan and they live in Nepal as refugee
Nepal ma gayera hamro mandali Bhutan ko mandali chhodyo ani tyo bela ekdam dukha lagyo
and when we leave Bhutan we were so scared and very fear because we don't know why to go and what to do
अनि प्रार्थना गऱ्यौँ अनि मेरो सानो छोरा हो उसले चाहिँ ऊ 2 वर्षको थियो अनि अर्को छोरी 1-3 महिनाको थियो अनि अर्को 5 वर्षको थियो तिनीहरूलाई लिएर आयौँ हामी भुटान
When he lived Bhutan, I was like only 2 years old and my sister was only 6 months.
अनि त्यहाँ गएर एकदम नै नेपालमा पनि सतौट थियो क्रिस्चियनहरूलाई त्यहाँ पनि भुटानले जस्तै सताउँथे
इभन इन नेपाल दे युज टु पर्सिक्युट द क्रिस्चियन पिपल टु
जेलमा लाउँथ्यो कुट्थ्यो
एन्ड इभन दे युज टु बिट देम इफ दे हियर इफ दे आर द क्रिस्चियन
अनि हामीले सेवा सुरु गऱ्यौँ 7 जनाबाट
एन्ड वी बिगेन चर्च देयर विथ द 7 पिपल
अनि एकजना मेरो साथी पास्टर जीवन हुनुहुन्थ्यो नेपालबाट भर्खर आउनुहुन्थ्यो अस्ति
आई हेभ वान फ्रेन्ड हिज नेम इज जीवन वी स्टार्टेड चर्च
अनि त्यति बेला चर्च बनाउन नदिने अनि चर्चमा आएर खुट्टी यस्तो बाँसहरू काटिदिन्थ्यो त्यसरी
द्याट टाइम वी युज टु बिल्ड लाइक चर्च विथ बेम्बो बट वेन एभर दे सी द्याट वी आर बिल्डिङ चर्च दे युज टु कम एन्ड डिस्ट्रोय एभ्रिथिङ
अनि अगुवाहरूलाई कुट्दिन्थ्यो
एन्ड इभन दे युज टु बिल्ड लिडर
त्यति बेला हामी प्रार्थना गर्दै गयौँ
एन्ड इन द्याट टाइम वी प्रे टु गड
But
people used to come to Jesus in, day by day, it was increasing. And right now, there are like 40 churches in Nepal.
And
God has given a lot many people. And we came to U.S.
So you were in Bhutan and then came to a refugee camp in Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the refugee camp like?
Our home is made with the bamboo, and roof is bamboo, and our wall is with bamboo. And our actually roof is with bamboo and the plastic.
अनि भोटान भर्निसके पछि खानेकुराहरू कसैले दिएन त्यहाँबाट गाउँ बस्तीमा मान्छेहरूले कति माया गरेर चाहिँ मकैहरू अलिअलि दिन्थे.
When we came first to Nepal, when we live as refugee, no one gave anything to us. That time we have to live like hungry in a starvation for many days. Many people died because of starvation.
अनि त्यहाँबाट सबै विश्वासीहरूले इन्डियाकोले भुटानको अरूले पनि प्रार्थना गर्न थाले.
People prayed to God for help.
अनि जर्जियाबाट दानियल बेकर भन्ने एकजना पास्टर जानुभयो.
And somebody came from Georgia.
अनि उहाँ गएर चाहिँ हामीलाई हेर्नुभयो अनि त्यहाँ हामीलाई कतिवटा कुराहरू दिनुभयो.
And he helped us to, I mean, he provided food for us.
अनि अरू संस्थाहरूले पनि थाहा पायो अनि विशेष गरी स्कुल पढ्ने थिएन त्यति बेला अनि स्कुल पढ्नको लागि पनि हामीले अरू आएर सहयोग गर्नुभयो.
एन्ड इभन इन स्कुल दे हेल्प टु टिच देयर लाइक चिल्ड्रेन.
सो यहाँ हस्पिटल नभएको कारणले गर्दा त्यति बेला एउटा सातवटा क्याम्प जम्मा नेपालमा सातवटा क्याम्प तर मान्छे दिनमा 20-25 मर्थे जो डायराहरू भयो.
Because of starvation and because of diet, like more than 20 people die every day.
How large is the refugee camp?
Actually, it was like the 7 camp. We live in Timai camp, and there were like... First, there were the 18,000 in Timai camp. But when we leave Timai camp and came to the U.S., that time it was more than 1,20,000 people.
Wow.
And they all are refugees.
From Nepal? Are they all from Nepal?
Yeah.
Are all from Bhutan?
They are from Bhutan and their children. Are
they all there because of persecution for Christianity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
अनि त्यस प्रकारले बिमारहरू भयो त्यहाँबाट पछि फेरि पनि धेरै संस्थाहरूले गएर दबाईहरू पनि दिन थाल्नु भयो.
एन्ड स्लोली द सम हेल्प अस टु प्रोभाइड द मेडिकल फेसिलिटी.
अनि खानेकुराहरू पनि पुरा दिन थाल्नु भयो.
एन्ड दे प्रोभाइड लाइक फुड अल्सो.
रेड क्रसहरू विभिन्न भयो.
एन्ड देयर आर लाइक द अर्गनाइजेसन लाइक रेड क्रस सोसाइटी दे प्रोभाइड फुड फर अस.
अनि नानीहरूले स्कुल पनि पढ्न पाए.
एन्ड And even children get education.
And
my son also studied there.
मैले स्कुल पढ्न पाइन.
I never went to school.
मैले पहिला बाइबल किने.
I bought one Bible that is in Nepali language.
नेपाली न कोही पनि जानेन.
I never went to school, so I don't know how to read.
35 rupees.
Nepali, forget about the English.
Nepali 35 rupees Bible kine.
I purchased the Bible in 35 rupees.
1970 ma.
And that was 1990.
Ani maile sathiharu bata kakha sikhe Nepali kakha.
And I learned from friend to write kakha. It's like the alphabet of Nepali.
Ani prarthana garne prabhu malai tapaiko bachan bujhnu parcha.
And I keep my Bible in front of me and ask to God, I want to read your Bible. Please help me.
अनि प्रार्थना गरे अनि एउटा तिनको सोलोबाट पढ्न सुरु गरे.
And I started with the John 3:16 and God helped me and now I able to read the Nepali Bible very clearly.
मलाई बाइबल पढ्न राम्रो आयो.
Now I read very clearly.
अनि राम्रो म बाइबल पढ्छु.
Now I can read and I can speak very clearly in Nepali. I went to Sunday school there in 20 years. And I became like the Sunday school teacher and I start to help to the children.
Nepal 92 ma pass out this
year. And when I went to Nepal, that was in 1992. That time I became the pastor.
Ani te bata hamile ekdai Nepal bata Charlotte aayau America.
And we came Nepal to the Charlotte, US.
So you learned to read in Bhutan?
Bhutan.
While you were in Bhutan?
Bhutan also. Bhutan.
Yeah, and you taught Sunday school in Bhutan?
Yes, Sunday school in Bhutan also.
Yeah.
Sunday school in Bhutan also.
And then it was in the refugee camp that you were a pastor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bhutan was my Sunday school teacher and the youth leader. Nepal
Yeah, and he became the pastor in Nepal. And he started church with like 7 people. When we leave Nepal, he started with the 7 people. And when we leave Nepal, that time the church population was like 300. Like more than 300 congregation used to come to our church.
Wow.
But we have to leave Nepal. There is one organization, so I will tell you the very sorry story. There is one organization that is IOM, International Immigration Organization. They brought us from Nepal to the U.S. And even to the other religious people. In Nepal, there are a lot many religions, like Hindu, Buddhist, the Kirat, and Man of Dharma. There are a lot many religions. And even all the people they came to the United States because of IOM organization.
So it wasn't just Christians that came to the U.S.?
No, there are the other people, like the Hindu, Buddhists also there.
Okay.
They came to.
What was it like in the refugee camp? I'd like the congregation to get a feel for just what was life like.
Our life was so miserable when I came to know that we are refugee, I became very sad when I knew first time because we didn't get any opportunity to go outside and do any work. And our main source was to break the stone or we have to do the pig farm.
The what?
A pig farm, the pork.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe you're understanding my English or not, but...
So you were literally breaking stone?
Breaking stone is the main source of income in refugee camp.
Wow.
And we used to get like 2 rupee or 3 rupee for that one, and that was not enough to buy like the vegetables and all thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And I told already that our house is made by bamboo. And our roof is made by bamboo.
Did it get cold there?
Yeah. Even in a rainy time, all the water came directly from sky to our bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes we have to hide in the, bed to stay warm. And even in the winter, we have to use the plastic to cover the air in our wall. It was so miserable condition. I cannot even explain that thing.
Was there a lot of sickness because of that?
Yeah, a lot many people become sick, even in a summer, even in a winter, because of the cold and the hurt. And even what he's saying that, even when we're in church, we always pray that, please, God, don't send rain. Many times we didn't rain because God held our prayer. Even sometime in the summer, the wind used to be very hot, like the strong storm, and it used to blow our everything, like roof, our wall. It blew everything, so we have to rebuild again.
एक दिन मैले नेपाली पास्टरलाई बोलाएँ वर्षा गर्नुलाई.
And I asked one pastor.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ त्यति बेला यसो टिनहरू दिने कुरा गर्नुहुँदै थियो.
And he said that we will provide like a roof for you.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो ठिक छ, म तपाईँको चर्चमा आउँछु, हेर्छु, अनि त्यहाँबाट आवश्यकता छ भने दिन्छु भन्नुभयो.
And he said that I will come to your church and I will look if it is good, I will not give, if it is bad, then I will give you.
अनि त्यो दिन चाहिँ हामीले पानी परोस् भनेर प्रार्थना.
And we say and we pray that God please send rain today. So that we can show our situation to them.
अनि उहाँले सबै सकेर स्तुत प्रसन्न सकेर अनि बाइबल खोलेर चाहिँ प्रचार गर्न जानुहुँदै थियो.
When that pastor opened his Bible and ready to read.
अनि आदि प्रचार गरेपछि आदि ईश्वर प्रचार गरेपछि पानी परेको कुरा.
And when he started to preach, it started raining.
अनि पानीले भिजाउँछ भनेर पानीले भिजाउँछ भनेर यता यसो जानुहुन्छ, यसो पानी हेर्दै हो यता जानुहुन्छ अनि यसरी बन्द गरेर.
And he was like hiding to the rain drop, so he was moving over here, he also drop over there, more move over there and drop over there.
अनि उहाँ गएर पछि टिन दिनुभयो अनि हामीले त्यहाँबाट टिन लायौँ. टिन पनि काँटेड भएर नि त बाँसले चेपेर.
And then he said, I understand your condition. Then he provides small help to provide the roof in our church.
त्यहाँबाट पानीले भिजाएन.
And then we are safe till 3 years.
पहिला हामी जाँदाखेरि चर्च खालि परालले त्यो गाउँको उसले थापेको थियो.
हुन्छ
ल हुन्छ ल थ्याङ्क यू.
And how long were you in the refugee camp?
We've been there like 23 years. We live in a refugee camp. Yeah.
And what was the morale or the attitude or the for the Christians, what were they discouraged, or was their faith stronger because of the difficulty?
Even in Nepal, they used to persecute the Christian people. We are not allowed to preach gospel openly like here in the United States. If they found, they will beat us. And even we are the refugee, we are very restricted. Yeah. It's like sometimes I feel like I'm in a jail. Even in that open area, because we are not allowed to leave night from 7 p.m. And if I have work and I went there, if they found me, they will beat me. So we have to stay at home at 7 p.m. And we don't have light like this. We use kerosene and the lamp with the kerosene. Mm-hmm. And that we have to switch off at 10. If they found, they'll beat us. So it was
constant fear.
Yeah.
Then how did you come to the U.S.?
U.S. After the 23 years, there is one organization, IOM. They said that we will take you to the third country settlement. So they said that we'll take you to the U.S., Canada, or Australia. Wherever you like to go, you choose. We'll take you there. But you have to pay when you reach there, when you start work. We were so happy because it's the very good opportunity for us to be here. Because when I first came here, I saw it was like a totally different world. I never imagined like world is like this and beautiful like this. Mm. I never. So they started process with that one. It took like 6 months to came here, yeah. And when we came to the Charlotte, we started church with nine people in a Charlotte with the Nepali people. And we left Charlotte last year. That time there were the 45 houses. It's like 120 people in a Charlotte, Nepali people, they used to come to our church. And when we came here and we started church in one house, and the God added daily, so we started church churches in many places. So we write email. No one replied us. One time we've been to the one church. They said that we don't have any place to give. So I was so tired of searching. So I left and I slept that night. But my wife, Kavita, she searched and she found the... what church name?
New Song
Community Church. She said that I found one church and let's go there. I said no. I said no. I was tired searching because since like 3 months we've been searching and no one giving reply to my email or anything. And I was totally hopeless, but I prayed to God. God, really, we need one place because the people, they are complaining us, you don't have, you are not allowed to do this and that over there. So that Sunday morning, she said to me, let's go to that church. And I said, okay, let's go. And we came here. And after service, we attend the service. Pastor was speaking. I was listening. There was so powerful message for me. And after service, we asked the pastor to talk with him. I was like that maybe he will say something or I don't know. She said, let's ask. So I just came here and just sit, keep quiet. Just my wife speak with him.
Yeah, pretty much. She was the one talking. Yeah.
I didn't say anything. Just my wife speak and... Whenever she asks, we want a facility to use, he said, yes. So I was, really? He didn't ask anything. He said, yes. So my wife and we looked at each other. Like this.
Just by one. Are you okay?
And I called to my father, and we got church. He said, really? He said that the pastor must be the good,
amen,
and he must hear God properly. He must be led by the Holy Spirit. So he said, yeah, he must be the good. And we want to give thanks to the pastor because he heard the word.
Probably also pastor on him, also this was his dinner.
We're so glad to be with you all. Even we don't understand your language. Even our English is not good because maybe you understand me.
So why did you come to Pittsburgh to start the church?
Yeah. We were in North Carolina, Charlotte for a while. We're doing our church is growing. But suddenly God speak to us, you have to go to the Pittsburgh. And I say, why God? Because we have been moving like Bhutan, Nepal, Nepal in a refugee camp, and we went to the Belangi camp, that is the other camp. It's like the quite far. So we have been moving from Bhutan, Timai to Belangi to U.S., that is in North Carolina, and then again to the Pittsburgh. So why? And he replied, you have to go over there, and you have to start a church. So we said, okay, God, we'll go there. We built like three churches in Bhutan. They used to destroy that one.
मजाको प्लेन डाँडालाई खारेर चर्च बनाउन एक वर्ष लगाएर विश्वासीले खन्यो त्यहाँबाट लास्टमा चाहिँ स्टी अफिस बनाइदियो.
One time we built a church in Bhutan and they make the office government.
चर्च बनाउन पहिला बनाउन
फर्स्ट दे अलाउ टु बिल्ड द चर्च एन्ड आफ्टर फिनिस वी कम्प्लिट एभ्रिथिङ सो दे डिक्लेयर द्याट इट इज द गभर्मेन्ट अफिस नट द चर्च.
So they took the church.
Yeah,
they after you built the it, they took it over. Yeah.
Ready parera. Wow.
And we started the service in one family house.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are there a lot of people from Nepal who speak your language in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. And when I came here and I realized that there are a lot of many Nepali people who are coming to the Pittsburgh. When I knew that there are like 60,000
Maybe 35,000 Nepali people is in the Pittsburgh. So really, I was surprised. So why they came here? So they said that here are the Nepali community. There are a lot many Nepali community one region. And the next region was that there is the facility. I don't know what kind of facilities. Maybe like the caregiver that is good. They cure the old people very good. Maybe like that. And the third reason is the religion, because there are a lot many Hindu, Buddhists, they are gathering here. So we came here when we realized that there are a lot many Nepal people. I was so happy, and we got the opportunity to share the gospel to them. And when we start it, when we start here, we have like 25 people, maybe 25 people, including every children, everything. And after we start, within like year 6 months we have been doing here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe 6 months. God added 3 family. Good. Yeah, it's like 12 more people since we started doing fellowship over here. So we are so grateful.
Is it hard to reach?
Yeah, it is very hard to reach to the Hindu people because there is the caste system in Nepal. Is the caste system the Burma. You mean there are the Hindu people. They are the high class people. And the other, there are the other caste people, there are the lower class people. So they used to discriminate and they used to dominate the lower class people. So, but we are, I don't know how, we are the like higher class people according to them. So we can reach to the even the higher class people and the lower class people. That is the very good opportunity for us to reach both caste people. But even now, even in they are in the United States, even now, they will not allow to preach the gospel to them. They don't like to hear. Sometimes, some people, when we knock the door or when we talk to them, they are open, they want to hear, but they say that, I don't want to receive Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because my father is a Hindu and my brother is a Hindu. So I like Jesus, but my brother and my father is Hindu, so I don't want to receive Jesus. So even some people, they are very hard-hearted people. Even they, if you say you are a Christian, don't come at my house. No, don't come. Please don't come at my house. Even they used to say that, yeah.
What have been the hard things for you when you came to the U.S.?
For
him, like it was the great fear that we'll maybe allow to do fellowship like this in Nepal or not.
And
he always prayed that as we are doing a Nepali service like this, when we come to U.S., God, please let us give the Nepali fellowship. He always prayed. But for me, it was like the language. Yeah, it's the language and the culture. It's like the totally new culture. Our culture is very different. Like, it's like a new world. Everything is new. And so it is very hard to add up everything. Most thing is like food. So we use, yeah, it was very hard. First, when we came to the United States, they gave like the pizza. they gave pizza and they gave like burger. Now I know the name. Even that time, I don't know what is pizza and what is the burger and anything.
What do you usually eat?
I mean, we eat the rice.
Okay.
And we use the many spice with the vegetable. So always eat like chili, hot chili. And when I take that pizza, I was surprised. Is the food? I ate like the 3 or 4 slices of pizza. And I said, do you have some rice? Oh, no. What kind of rice? I was really surprised because in Nepal, we have only the white rice. White rice only. So they said, which rice? Brown rice? Or white rice? so they don't love me, right? I don't know. Just give me one ride. So food also was very, and English is very hard because I studied there. I have completed high school in Nepal, but our tongue and our tune was like very different. What I used to speak there when I came here, it was no one understand my English, so it was very hard. Even now I am learning. I went to CCAC college to learn English, so hope whenever I'll come in future, maybe I'll speak better English.
Good.
So it was the language too. And the culture. My father, for the ladies, they used to sari, and there were the kurta surau, but here they all use the jeans pants, the skirts, and everything like that. For them, I told my mom to wear the jeans pants. So I said, you try it one time. So he said, what is this? It was very uncomfortable. Even now, see, wear only sari and the kurta surau. Sure. Yeah.
What about the, so in the culture, in our culture, there's a lot of, is there more temptation with the prosperity that we have and the internet and those kinds of things for the Nepali people coming here?
Yeah, actually, not that the temptation, but we're so happy that we never use the Wi-Fi internet over there in Nepal because we don't have any facility, even we don't have electricity. So it was so, it's like the abundant place, like when Israel, they were in Egypt, they have to be like the slave, and whenever they reach to the promised land, it's for us, it's like the promised land.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the promised land.
Yeah.
Everything now, is good.
Is it, are your people able to find work when they come here?
Yeah. Of course, it is very hard because, but it is easy to work in the United States because we used to work to breaking stone in a, like the hot outside, there is the rain. Even in the rainy season, even on a hot day, the sunny day, we have to work like whole day to break this stone. But we came here, we are so happy because we have to work under the roof. So even in a hot day, there is AC. Even in a cold day, there is like the heater. So we are so grateful for that work. But sometimes we feel like difficult because we have to work like continue 8 hours. But that was like only for the week. After that, it gets used to. Yeah.
Okay. So, so you feel like the church is going pretty well?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's growing, and we want to give thanks to the pastor, to the God, and to all of you because you provide this facility to use. Everything is good, yeah.
Okay. And then, Pastor Saul, is there a word from God, a lesson that would be on your heart to share with us?
तपाईँसँग त्यस्तो कुनै एउटा शिक्षा छ दिनुको लागि यहाँनिर भन्नुको लागि केही कुरा तपाईँले जीवनमा पाउनुभएको कुराहरू त्यस्तो केही छ
शिक्षा सबै ठिकै छ र म चाहिँ अब सबभन्दा मलाई मनपर्ने चाहिँ बाइबल हो अनि भुटानबाट त्यो सबै कुरा पर पैसा छोडियो तर बाइबल चाहिँ लिएर हामी आयौँ नानीहरू सँगसँगै लिएर अनि म
चाहिँ
The most loyal thing in my life is the Bible. I left everything in Bhutan, but I bring my Bible.
And
the Word of God changed my
life.
I was uneducated, but God used me as to be the pastor.
And
I have anointed like the 30 pastors in Nepal. And even in the United States, they are doing very
well. And till
my death, I will sacrifice my life for him, and I will work for him. I want to share one word to you.
गलती
You want to read like the Galatians 3:26-29. किनभने विश्वास द्वारा तिमीहरू सबै ख्रीष्टसम्म परमेश्वरको सन्तान हो किनभने तिमीहरू मध्ये बक्तिस्मा. It was the same word that the pastor used that we are in. By faith we are the children of Christ, I mean Father, and kunchi parna bhanta last one ko
26 ma le bujhe kamara kamari
haina. He says that even we are Greek, even we are anything, we are the same in a Christ, we are the children of God.
Prabhu ko rajya ma chai hami sabai ekta hunuchha.
And I'll be so happy because we all will be in one place at heaven. And in that time, I believe that there will be only one language.
Is there any other way that we could encourage you or help you?
We are so thankful that everything is good. Actually, we don't have that and anything that we need. Everything is good. So I want to tell you about myself. I received Jesus when I was 13 years old. I was born in a Christian family, but at the 13 years, I realized that I have to receive Jesus as my personal Savior and the Lord, and I received Jesus Savior. And then at 25 years, no, actually, 23 years old, I've been to the Bible school. And after that, I've been helping my father, and I've been helping his ministry, and I was so faithful, and I was working in his authority, I mean, his submission to him, and I was helping. But when I was in Charlotte, and in that time also, I was just helping my father to lead the people, to teach the people. And he said to me, when we go to the Pittsburgh, you have to lead the people. So this church, when we came here, and I started like, okay, Father, but I need your help too, because I've been helping you, I've been faithful to you, and I want you to help me, because without your help, without your support, I will not lead the people. I can't lead the people, so I need your help. And so when I came here, and he has given every opportunity and everything in my head, like every responsibility to me. So I have been working as a pastor in a Nepali congregation since then. I want to tell you that if we humble by ourselves in the Lord, in a due time, he will rise you up. So I have been under authority, and I have been working and helping my father. Not as my father, but I've been helping and being faithful to him, because he is the man of God and he is the pastor. Because of that, God has given me the opportunity to pastoring the Nepali people right now. So I want you to encourage you all that if you are faithful and if you humble by yourself to the Lord, in a due time, God will lift you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I want to say to you is, if you ever need help, don't be afraid to ask.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And if we can't help you, we'll tell you no. Mm-hmm. But if we can help you, we'll do everything we can to do whatever we can, whether it's, you know, if it's supplies or place or whatever. So we really believe that God has given us the privilege of allowing you to meet here. You know, it's because this isn't our building. This is God's building.
Amen.
And so we believe that it's just something that God has arranged. And we're grateful to have you. Let me pray for you, all.
Yeah.
Lord, thank you for the opportunities that you give to us. They have brothers and sisters that are around the world. And then, God, for the honor, for the privilege that you would trust us to provide a place for this congregation. God, we ask that you would put your hand upon them, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit so that you would they would sense your direction, encouragement every step of the way. God, when it gets hard, pray that you would give them the extra strength. When they need encouragement, give them encouragement. But guide them, God, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Use them to win many, many people to know Christ as their Savior, and then to encourage the people who are Christians. So, God, we put them into your hands. We pray for your blessing upon them, your strength, and that, God, when we do get to heaven, that we'll be able to share stories in one language and worship you for all eternity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So 3 o'clock next Sunday afternoon.